Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Going to be the Identity Center. Another episode of God for Company. We're here. How will you connect? Kind of cold here. Colder than normal, but I know the last year plus, year and a half plus, and COVID pandemic, you know, there's a lot going on. So they ask, what should you be thankful for? Some of you may have lost jobs, livelihood, or maybe you lost some family members or friends. Yeah, my soul, you have lost. But again, there's much thankful for. I'm thankful that you're alive. Thankful that you have a roof over your head. Oh, you have a job. Thankful for that. One reason I bought topped up is because of Thanksgiving will be here about 3 weeks. And I've had the feeling that sometimes Thanksgiving is kind of overlooked or passed by. And, kind of goes from Halloween and all that to Christmas. But sometimes Thanksgiving doesn't hold the same allure as those holidays, but it's just as important. Now, what you feel about Thanksgiving Day is, well, okay, fine, but thankfulness is a 365 day a year. If that's what you do, not just one special day. I do enjoy the day of Thanksgiving. If you go out with family or something like that. Kyle used to enjoy things. And I remember I raised my son, so I could come over, have more food, eat. But I'm just thankful for that day. Well, I'll be thankful every day, rather. When I read through the written epistles of Paul, I noticed that in the beginning he used to have a salutation, but he always thanked God for the verses that he and started how they were progressing there as well. In reading in Philippians 1:3, it says, I thank God every time I remember the constant praise of yours and every one of my prayers for all of you, your sharing in the gospel first day of the week now. Now we go to 1 Thessalonians 9. How can we thank God for our flawless Lord and do it for our God? Now you go to verse 2, and verse says, chapter 1, verse 2, yours to thank God for all. And that's our prayers. Remembering before our God and Father, your work of faith, labor of love, steadfast hope. Now, Lord Jesus Christ. This is the kind of thing that Paul always gave a salutation, and then he gave a prayer of thanks to wherever he went. And this is an example that all of us should be thankful for all things. Something in life will be thankful. Something in life, sometimes things don't work out the way than he'd like. But, you know, that's what he does. You know, God has something better. So, when say his grace, I say grace. So, thank God the food that we have to have. You know, because there's a lot of people who don't have much to eat. So you thank God to have a hoop. Or you have a job. Or you have good health. You know, you might have done a job for whatever you have. You know, maybe your car might be a little raggedy, but it runs. And it runs. Donald Trump plays his little well for that walk mile from one place to another. And thankfulness also bled us. You know, be grateful for everything. It grieves God when you have people whine and complain about every little thing. And whine about what they don't have. Be thankful for what you have. So be thankful for your friends. Be thankful for your family. And be thankful that you have a job. Be thankful for people who love you for who you are. So be thankful that you've made positive change. Be thankful that maybe some of the changes were difficult. You had to go through a psychic lab, a silent lab, or maybe a mind field, or you have to go through some rough patches. But when you reach the end, you know, when you reach the end, you know, be thankful to God that you took you through that. Also, Thanksgiving is a time where I start my season of reflection. I reflect on what through the year, what's happened through the year. You know, a lot of things like this last year. There are a lot of things that happen during the year. I'm sure all of us attest to that. No, many things have happened last year. But be thankful, God, that you made it to this point. Some people never made it. David was full of faith. David himself. He was full of faith. Go to the seventh chapter, 7th verse. It says, I was with the Lord, and with faith, and praise, and glory, and faith. David praised God. There's a reason why it was said that David was mad after God's heart. Well, and now all people's life. Go to another verse, Romans 1, verse 24. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. There's good things also. one small effect. How do I get thanks to God when I lost my job? Or how do I get thanks to the mortgage is due? But get thanks to God, pray to God. You know, pray, you know, be thankful to have someone to go to. You know, because I remember when I was in the hospital, before I had surgery, I'm thankful that I knew Christ as my Savior. Because I was scared. I was literally scared, but I prayed to God and going, you know, God heard my prayer, and so everything was calm after that. You know, because there comes those times, you know, when it's just you and God, you know. You know, and if you know that your Lord, they will be thankful for that. Thankful for that. It is. Let me do a couple more of those songs. Go back to songs. Psalms chapter 8. The Lord is my strength and my strength. My heart is fresh. Where I am healthy. My heart is full. That was my song of defense. David again. Give thanks to God. Yes. We can always give thanks to God. Give thanks to God for everything. You know, sometimes things may not have worked out for you, but God is with you. Be thankful for the things that you have. Be thankful for how God created you. In other words, be thankful for everything. God loves a person thankful and has great love. And if others see it, you have a thankful and grateful heart. It will have an impact on them. Be grateful for all things. You know, let's see that. So the ones who can help you and guide you. And I just pray that someday that they'll come to know Jesus Christ. Like, maybe generally, another episode of Genevieve. Okay, once again, for the next episode, I just share God's word. Thank you, and God bless you.